99.7 JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi, Kelly K.
Hello.
We have angered Arkansas fans.
Oh no! And how have we done that? Wait, so, Arkansas fans here or Arkansas fans in Arkansas?
I think in Arkansas on the internet. So, okay. So yeah, yesterday, you know, we were talking about how yes, it was confirmed that Coach Calipari is going to Arkansas, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And he had, and they made this hype video, right? And we were like, yeah, you know, the hype video is very pro UK. And maybe.
Right. Well, they were pointing out like the good stuff that he did at UK, which is why they wanted him.
Right, right. And maybe less about actually Arkansas, more about actually a nod to UK. But then I think you and I both made a comment because in the video it talks about it being a storied program. And we were like, It was that comment that angered some respondents there on the internet where I guess Outage Life said, do your research. Arkansas has a tradition in basketball. Under Musk, they played better than Kentucky in the last 5 years.
Uh-oh. Okay. All right.
Bricklin 1 commented, so Nolan won every championship at every level in college, plus took Arkansas to back-to-back championship games. Eddie Sutton came from Arkansas, so your story, Rich, comment is rather interesting. Do your research.
Oh, wow. Do your research.
Do your research.
That's the running theme. Do your research.
Listen, hey, guess what? We're a show out of Kentucky, so there's going to be bias, so get off.
There is heavy bias. Heavy, heavy
Not
bias.
That I'm even a UK fan. I'm a U of L fan, but still.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so anyways.
Why would we research the place where our dude is going to?
Why
are we doing that?
You could just stop there. Why would we research?
Right, exactly.
I mean, yes, we're both broadcast journalism majors. We both are supposed to have the utmost integrity when it comes to broadcasting.
Yeah, they didn't cover that in my classes.
But if you ever have listened to our show, you know Ben and Kelly and integrity in broadcasting doesn't necessarily fall in line with one another.
Wait a second. Should we welcome our new Arkansas fans to the show? Should we do that? Do we gain and lose new fans
in
the same moment?
Okay, so, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, man, you know, I can make a backwoods Arkansas joke, but I'm like, you know, we're in Kentucky.
That's poking the bear right there.
Well, we've already.
Also, pot calling the kettle black.
We've already poked the bear, Kelly.
We have. We shouldn't keep poking, though, should we?
I mean, I was thinking, okay, well.
Oh, sir. Oh, you're playing with fire.
Like, well, welcome to all of our Arkansas fans.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, that's not going to help.
Yeah, all right. And actually,
deep apologies. I really didn't do our research on the storied program there. Sorry about that.
The storied program.
You're not helping. You're not helping. This is exactly why they got mad to begin with. That's why they got mad. You're laughing. Stop laughing.
All right. We're completely serious from here on out.
Right, exactly.
From
you know
here
what?
On out.
You guys are lucky to have John Calipari to continue the legacy of your storied
program. That he has started.
The storied program that was there with all the things that you guys said. We're trusting your research.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess that would assume that we are trusting in just random commenters on YouTube.
Yeah, why would we do the research? They did it for us.
Yeah, they did it for us. All right, you're right. Hands
all
up.
Right.
Our hands are up. Boy, are we sheepish
Kudos.
Now.
You know
guys
Kudos.
have a storied program, and we are
Those
not.
Are big credentials.
We are humble in your shadow.
You know what? Again, you know what? We were just lashing out because we were bitter.
That's right. Just we were bitter. You know, the future's
leaving.
Unknown still, and you
yeah.
know, it's whatever.
We're out here dangling without a coach still. We were just lashing out. So sorry.
I mean, there is an announcement, I guess, close to being made. We'll get into more of that coming up later in the show. But
also wanted to thank all the U of L fans entering the chat, joking about all the people that have turned down the job at UK. Thank you. That's also fun.
Kenny Payne is still waiting
Stop.
By the phone. He's waiting by the phone.
Stop it.
Hey, look, he's a nice guy.
He is a nice
guy. He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
All right. Enough sports chat and us angering Arkansas fans.
Oh, sorry, Arkansas. Sending love to Arkansas Razorback fans. They're the Razorbacks, right? I'm not helping. I'm sorry, I'm not helping.
No, you're not. Do you remember? This is what they did. They have this tradition.
Oh, yeah. What did they say?
I don't even know what they said there.
What did they say?
All right.
Did they say, oh.
All right, so if any Razorback fans can educate us on that,
That'd be great.
We're in the thirst of knowledge. That's what we're wanting.
Yeah, we just want to do chant with you.
No, we don't want to do that.
We don't want to do that.
But I at least want to know what you're saying.
Okay.
All right, so anyways, moving on. Today, Friday, we're excited about that. Coming up a little later in the show, this hour, Minute to Win It, setting the bar story. Be thinking about the most expensive thing you've lost.
Ooh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that's part of the setting the bar story on the way. And a feel-good story on the way next.
An elderly dog, another dog story. An elderly dog finally adopted after spending 11 years in a shelter.
Oh, all right.
Aww.
All right, we'll get to that feel good. And then I want to, before you get to the feel good, I have another kind of funnier dog anecdote to play for you. All right?
Okay.
All right, so we'll do that on the way. Good morning. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 EJX. All right, so you've got a heartwarming dog story for your feel good.
I do.
Coming up here on 99.7 EJX. Here's a little bit more of an anecdotal dog story. So, this woman was on a Zoom meeting for her work, right?
Uh-huh.
And, look, dogs don't care.
Okay. You're hearing my dog.
That's the dog drinking water.
Getting a little drink?
Yeah, getting the water. The water dish, I guess, is close to her computer. And the dog's just sitting there just...
Her dog blows right now.
Thirsty.
So I have some good news, too.
Not stopping.
So if we go down below to Christine, your questions earlier about...
I mean, she's trying to plow through. And the dog's just...
I am thirsty, Mama. Keep talking, though. I do enjoy what you are saying.
Yes, I am very thirsty, though. All of this walking around has made me very parched.
And then I'm going to go play with my ball. Would you like to help me with that? I will bring it back.
Oh, gosh. We'll post that up on X at Ben and Kelly Show so you can see it. All right, let's get to that feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Well, Fiona is the star of
Fiona.
The story. Fiona, I
That's
know.
My old dog's
I
name.
Know.
Passed away last year.
13-year-old pup spent more than a decade at Second Chance Shelter in Boaz, Alabama, before they took her to another shelter in Wisconsin in hopes of getting lucky on her adoption journey there. See, the dogs that end up at that shelter are often elderly, disabled, at a higher risk of being euthanized due to being overlooked by potential owners. She's only the third dog they'd ever rescued that has spent almost her entire life in a shelter.
Oh, my gosh.
So after a local news report on Fiona's story, a family who had previously adopted two other dogs from there stepped forward. They said, I saw her story online, was just so overwhelmed with sadness that she was in the shelter for so long. According to Carrie, she's the new mama and no one would adopt her knowing how sweet she was. I was just so sad. And I thought, oh, my gosh, we could have the best life together.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to.
Aw.
So finally finding a home after all those years. It's just great. Fiona's going home.
I love that.
Yeah, we'll tweet out the story. Fiona's so cute. Brought to you by the Belle of Louisville at 99.7 DJX. We'll tweet it out on X.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I guess some pop culture news yesterday. O.J. Simpson passed away after a battle with cancer. He was 76 years old. The bio on OJ: won the Heisman Trophy at USC, record-breaking NFL career, transitioned to a sideline reporter. He was a pitch man for Hertz Rental Car Company.
Did some acting.
He was an actor. I want to say probably my favorite was him as a cop Nordberg in the Naked Gun movies.
Yeah.
But then notoriously, 1994, somebody killed O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman. Then you've got the white Bronco chase, bloody glove, shady jury manipulation, O.J. being found legally innocent, 9 years behind bars after his friends were busted in a hotel room in Vegas with stolen memorabilia. So, yeah, he's had quite a legacy.
His path was twisty.
His path was twisty.
It was a twisty path.
I do remember Derby Eve many, many years ago.
Yep.
Broadcasting outside Petrus nightclub on Main Street. And O.J. Simpson shaking my hand as he's walking into the club.
Yep.
Followed by Vince Vaughn.
Yep.
What a random pair that was.
What a moment.
Yeah. So
yeah, I ran into him in the stairwell. My brother-in-law, my sister were in town. My brother-in-law is just like, oh, it's O.J. Simpson. And my sister and I were like, oh my God.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's like, okay.
We had different reactions.
Yeah. Yeah. So, depending on how you know the name, or even what your opinion is of the name, the truth of the matter is, yeah, he battled cancer and he died at 76. So
yeah, his kids and his grandkids were surrounding him.
What's the most expensive thing you've ever lost? Be thinking about that. This is setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, Dawn is throwing down a possible cookies for life if you can help her out of this setting the bar situation she finds herself in.
Oh, wow.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without losing your $4,000 wedding ring in the cookies that you're baking, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's,
oh, no.
She's a bakery owner, owns Sis Sweets Cookies and Cafe, and then realized, whoops, I don't have a wedding ring on anymore.
I looked down at my hand and the center diamond is gone, banging the bowls and the pans. So we kind of went back to the kitchen and looked around. I was crying and all he could say is, you still have me. That made it all better. It's 36 years on this hand, but I would definitely make it worth your while bringing it back.
I would definitely make it worth your while if you brought it back.
Listen, cookies for life, you're in the family.
So yeah, so she's saying, hey, she's thinking that it wound up in the cookie dough. And it got baked into a cookie.
Oh, gosh.
So it's legit one of those things where she like posted on Facebook almost a pleading like, hey, if you recently bought cookies from us, please be careful. And if you happen to bite down on a wedding ring, it's mine.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, see, this is going to be an arcing storyline. Hopefully we're going to get an update. Right?
Yeah, hopefully we get an update. But yeah, she says it's a $4,000 diamond ring.
Oh, gosh.
Fell into the dough.
Ooh.
Normally, she, like, you know, you're thinking, okay, well, don't they wear gloves when they, like, mix the stuff together or whatever? But I guess it was a case where, you know, she didn't have gloves on. And
oh, no.
I don't know. It was just one of those things. And
oh, no.
Her wedding ring wound up in the dough.
Oh, gosh. I can, you know, the pit in your stomach that you get when you realize something like that has happened. And I've lost my wedding ring for like half a day.
Mm-hmm.
And like where, when I say lost, I just left it in the bathroom and went to work without it. But then I was like, wait a second. I couldn't figure out where'd I leave it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that panic of not knowing where it is. And then when you realize, oh, no.
Yeah, so what's the most expensive thing you've lost? 502-795-1997. Along those same lines, my father-in-law lost his wedding band on his honeymoon in the ocean.
Oh,
and no,
you're not getting that back.
He didn't get it back.
Yeah, you're not getting that back.
Literally, it was on their honeymoon. It,
oh, he
gone.
Had it for hours.
Hours. Gone.
Oh,
gone.
No.
Yep, lost it in the ocean. So, yeah. Do you have a story? 502-795-1997. What's the most expensive thing you've ever lost? I remember, you know, I said my in-laws... my father-in-law lost his wedding ring literally on his honeymoon in the ocean. hours.
That is tragic.
Hours after getting married. So, yeah, that's pretty bad. I remember I accidentally put my wife's wallet on the roof of the car. Because she like tossed it to me and she was like, here, hold on to this real quick, because she was like getting her keys out or something. And so I just put it on the roof of the car as I was getting in the car or whatever, forgot that it was there, drove off, and she had just gotten paid from a gig. So lost her wallet.
And all that money she just earned.
Yep, just earned for sure.
Oh no.
I remember we were in Chicago and my friend and I, we were there for my other friend's bachelor party and we jumped in a cab. And, you know, get back to his condo and all that stuff. And he realizes he lost his phone in the cab. And long story short, we wound up tracking down the cabbie and the cabbie brought his phone back the next day.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we were literally getting ready to leave. And within minutes of us having to leave to catch our flight, we get his phone back. So it was pretty crazy. Another person, I had a $1,000 watch. I left it at a hotel.
Oh, gosh.
Congratulations to some maid, I guess.
Oh, no. Never got it back.
Oh, no. That is awful.
Oh, no.
Maggie.
It was my great-great-grandmother's wedding ring that was handed down to me. And I was working at an office, and we were doing, like, a purge shred day. And we were breaking down boxes and throwing them in the dumpster. And at some point, I lost my ring. And I retraced my steps. I looked everywhere, turned the office upside down, and couldn't find it. I went home. I was crying. I was so upset. My husband had given it to me or presented it. He had had it resized and rebanded. And it was a Christmas present from him. And it was... just, it's a beautiful ring, and it was an heirloom.
Yeah.
And so I was devastated when I lost it. So we went back later that night. It was dark, and he took out a flashlight, and we were, you know, looking all around the outside of the office building, and he actually got in the dumpster, emptied it out, like threw all of the bags and everything out, trying to see if maybe it had fallen to the bottom or if we could find it.
Yeah.
Nothing. And finally, we're putting everything back in the dumpster and getting ready to leave, and his flashlight catches a glimpse, like a little glimmer, and I saw it, and I walked over, and there it was. It was laying on the ground on the side of the dumpster. It was so crazy.
Oh, wow.
I was so thankful. I knew that my grandmother was watching over us that night.
Aww.
And that she pointed us in that direction. So that was my story.
Oh, my gosh. Chills. Maggie, thank you for sharing that. Oh, wow.
Goodness.
And I mean, it's not just a diamond. That's an heirloom.
That's an heirloom, yes.
That has a little bit deeper meaning to it, for sure.
Yes, it does. And then we take a sharp left turn. I worked at a Girl Scout camp, briefly lost someone else's child.
Oh, gosh.
She ran away into the woods. She was a stinker. I changed the word.
Oh, okay.
She said something else.
Oh.
We found her 4 hours later. 4 hours losing someone else's child.
Oh my gosh. You're thinking, how do we tell the parents? How do we tell the parents?
Listen, I went through that for 30 seconds. What my neighbor slash friend, she calls and she's like, hey, go ahead and send Brady home now. Brady had gone home a half an hour earlier.
You know,
and I looked at my daughter. I'm like, Ava, you said that his mom was home. We sent him home in the dark. And so I'm sitting there for 30 seconds going, oh my God, do I tell her that I lost my child? And I sent him alone in the dark to go home, which is literally just behind our house, but still. And then she said, just kidding.
I remember, that reminds me, when I was probably in kindergarten, I had a play date over at a friend's house, and we got into a fight over bubble gum, and I punched him in the lip.
Oh my God.
And then he says, I'm telling.
And
you know, when you hear that, I'm like, you know what? Deuces, I'm out.
I'm out. So it's time to for life on the road. I'm running away.
I know. So I just left. and I was like, you know, I think I know where I'm going. So I just started walking home. And you know, I mean, he probably lived at least a good two miles away from my house.
Oh, and your friend's mom is probably freaking out. Responsible for you when you're at her house.
And so then she winds up finding me, like pulling over on the side of the road. I'm like walking down the sidewalk. She finds me like, I don't know, probably 10 minutes later or whatever. And she's like, get in the car. And I'm getting in the car. And you know, my friend was there that I'd punched in the lip. And he's fine. He's chewing bubble gum like nothing's ever happened.
Okay, so he was all right.
But
so
the police had been called. I mean, there was...
They called the police?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, sir. I bet you weren't invited back.
Yeah, I don't think I had a play date with him anymore. I think his name was Dan, I want to say.
Oh,
I want to say his name was Dan. Anyways.
You fought with Dan over gum, punched him, and you were on the lam.
Yep. What's the most expensive thing you've lost? Got another one. Lost my wallet with $600 and my driver's license. Imagine my surprise when I arrived in Mexico with no cash and no driver's license.
Oh, gosh.
Said, luckily, I tucked my passport into my backpack, so I had that. Bright side was, still had an awesome vacation just chilling on the beach with a book. Didn't feel pressured to buy souvenirs or buy spa treatments or anything. I was at an all-inclusive resort, so the drinks and food were, quote, free.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, all-inclusive is the way to go. But yeah. I'm guessing never got it back?
I guess not.
At least not during the vacation.
All right, last one. Another one. One time long ago, while I was kind of drunk and in the ocean.
Oh, that is not a great combination.
Says, I know, very stupid. Yeah. But I was only in water up to my knees. My expensive Ray-Bans fell off my head and into the water. No. And you might think, why couldn't you just pick them back up? Well, it was Galveston, Texas, and the water is brown, so you can't see anything.
Oh, no.
Bye, Ray-Bans.
Oh, no.
Shoot.
Oh, that's not good.
All right. Good stories there.
Oh, good stuff.
Expensive things that you've lost. 99
children, the most expensive, I think. Thank goodness we found them.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You know, expensive, yeah. Valuable, expensive. All of that. Yes.
Valuable, yes.
Oh, yeah, all of that. Most expensive thing you lost. We'll get to one more. Hey, Haley.
So we were scuba diving, and this lady came up after the scuba dive on the boat and was like, I've lost my teeth. My dentures are gone.
Oh, no.
So dive masters... Everybody started searching around. They're looking in the sand, all this stuff. And eventually they're like, I'm sorry, they're gone. And this lady's on vacation. Oh man, that poor woman lost her teeth. She was a little bit larger chested, and they had actually fallen into her swimsuit and found them in the girl.
Her teeth were in her cleavage?
She found him in her girls, she said.
That is impressive.
What a stroke of luck. What a stroke of luck. Because how would she eat things, you know?
Yes. We were in the Caribbean, and she was by herself. And I was like, oh, no, this poor woman is not going to be able to eat the rest of her vacation. And she was so nice.
The bosoms to the rescue.
Yeah. Yes. Haley, that's a great story. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great one.
You too.
Oh, my gosh. What? That's a feel-good right there. That's a feel-good. That's a bonus feel-good.
I want to know the moment where she's like, oh, wait, hang on a second. Wait a minute. Wait. Wait, hang on a second.
Oh, here they are.
Here they are. My bad. All right, let's get to a feel-good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
Brought to you by the Bell of Louisville. When Gavin was driving home from a doctor's appointment on Wednesday in Massachusetts, he saw his school bus on the side of the road, so he immediately took action. He's a junior at this agriculture and technical school.
Mm-hmm.
Said the bus had overheated, and the bus driver was a little surprised to see him come to the rescue.
The bus had overheated when I saw that it was my bus driver. Surprised seeing one of his students. We lifted up the hood, and I saw that the serpentine belt that runs the water pump, it runs the fan, everything to make that bus running and stay running was basically torn in half.
Wow, he's got smarts.
He does have smarts. Like, he knew how to fix it. He just didn't have the part. So that's when the school's bus mechanic came to the rescue. They fixed it together. And that's a good thing, because the next morning he was riding that bus to school.
Oh, all right.
Yep, there you go. Kind of a cool story we will share on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Haley needs us. Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, call me Haley.
Hi, Haley.
I really enjoy listening to your show. I always take the long way to work in order to catch group therapy every morning, LOL.
Oh.
Anyway, I was thinking that maybe I have a situation that could be worthy of the segment.
Mm-hmm.
Need some advice on how to handle a work situation. To put it bluntly, my boss's husband hits on me every time he comes to our office.
Oh.
He's a good-looking guy, but it's still uncomfortable. I thought at first he was just being polite, but then he started making comments about how my outfits showed off my beautiful figure, and someday we should all go out drinking and stuff like that.
Oh.
I have one friend who says, I need to tell my boss.
Uh-huh.
I have another friend who says I should flirt back and use that to climb the success ladder. I'm not sure how that would benefit me, but okay, LOL. Anyways, he comes in about once per week, and I now try and find a reason to excuse myself so I don't have to deal with him.
Oh.
To my knowledge, he's nice, but doesn't say the same things to the other women that he does to me in our office.
Mm.
So I'm wondering if any of your listeners have been in a similar situation and how they dealt with it, because I like my job. I don't want to quit. Thanks so much, Haley.
Oh, wow. That is kind of awkward.
Oh, it's really awkward and inappropriate.
Right. And then,
you know, there's a part of me that, like, you need to tell your boss, but at the same time, understanding that could jeopardize your job, because then it can become a he said, she said.
Oh, that's exactly what I was thinking, because I'm thinking that her husband, the boss's husband, is going to say, no.
Exactly.
I mean, I say, I'm nice to her.
She's going to want to believe her husband.
Well, of course she will.
Yeah.
You're going to believe your spouse over a coworker or an employee.
Yeah.
Hmm. So
this is tough.
There is one comment on Facebook that says you don't make messes where you eat, but I don't think that's helpful, because
she's kind of getting harassed.
Yeah, she's not making a mess. Or
right.
She's not wanting to make a mess.
Right. She likes her job. She's just, you know, he's being inappropriate with her. And she's like, okay, what do I do with this? Because it's not her boss, but her boss's husband.
Yeah.
We need some HR people.
Yeah.
ASAP.
And who knows?
Say, tell the boss.
Yeah, exactly. Tell the boss, or tell someone in HR or someone above the boss.
Yeah.
But then, you know, that I can understand how that could be uncomfortable. And maybe you don't know the person above your boss very well, or have a rapport with that person. But maybe that is a way to go. So anyways, we'd love your story, especially if you've been in this situation. All right. 502-795-1997. Group therapy. So we got a message from Haley. She's a listener, and she's having an issue with her boss's husband.
Yeah, he's like saying inappropriate things. He comes to the office like once a week, and now she doesn't know what to do about it, because she likes her job. She doesn't want to, you know, risk talking to her boss about it, because then, you know, who is she more inclined to believe? The husband can be like, oh, now she's lying, or that sort of thing. E from LJ says a couple things. The boss's husband, if he's not an employee, why is he coming to work on a regular basis? Secondly, HR needs to know. The employer is responsible for creating a safe work environment, and if she's not feeling safe because she's being harassed by her boss's husband, something needs to be done. To the point that you don't make messes where you eat, the boss should not be bringing her husband into her office if he doesn't work there. Going to lunch with him or having him come to staff break room for lunch is one thing, but if he's walking around the office just willy-nilly, not okay. It's
right.
Unprofessional.
Yeah. Hey, Erica.
I would say that if there's an issue, maybe she should have a second person noted that when he comes around, and just have them stand in on the conversation or by them. So that way it's not over hearsay. There's more than one person, and then maybe document it with hidden cameras, so then she could go to her boss and not feel uncomfortable about it.
Yeah, a couple of people have suggested, like, recording her conversation in some way so that she's got the proof if she needs it.
Yeah, and I almost think that, Erica, your suggestion is good, but I almost feel like he wouldn't do that if someone else were right around there.
Well, that's good too.
Which could solve the problem also.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe she could just say, hey, I don't feel comfortable talking about a certain situation without somebody else.
Has this ever happened to you? Or you been in that situation?
No, I am currently a boss and manage 7 people, so I always have an open door policy.
That's good.
All right. And your spouse doesn't openly flirt with your employees?
Not to your knowledge.
No, I don't have one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good. Well, then they don't.
Very good. All right, Erica. Hey, thank you so much. Hi, Jasmine. Do you have a story about this?
Okay, so it wasn't the boss's husband. It was the boss's wife. Yeah, it was very uncomfortable. So I never allow myself to be alone in the room with her. Oh. Anytime she was coming, I made sure that I was with other people. And then when she would make comments, I would just say, straight face, don't smile, don't do anything. I don't appreciate that. Please stop.
Yeah.
So she was flirting with you, but not like keeping tabs on you, thinking that you're going to make moves on her husband. She was flirting with you?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you for the call.
Yeah. Whitney says, ask him directly to stop. She says, I act like I have ideas, but if it were me, I'd be hiding everywhere he shows up.
Have we gotten to Kate's yet?
No.
Kate's comment said, she says, make him uncomfortable and just stare at him with crazy eyes and faces every time he does it. Eventually, he'll just think you're nuts and stop. Just,
oh, boy.
He's like, hey, we should get drinks. You think? What else should we do?
That is one way to go about it. Lisa says, HR here, most companies have a chain of command for workplace complaints. She needs to check her employee manual and follow through. Thankfully, I've never had to deal with this, but having dealt with similar issues with my friends, I can tell you the boss will not believe it. So many spouses live in denial about the other's behavior. Just follow the steps. Work is set out. You should be fine.
Yeah, I will say that if she goes to the boss, she's not going to believe her.
Yeah, she's going to be all like team husband.
Right, exactly. So, all right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted, Haley. And thanks for reaching out. That is group therapy. All right, let's play a fun little game called Minute to Win It. And introduce you to Tish calling us from Lanesville. Hi, Tish.
Hi.
Hi there. Tish has got brown hair, drives in Acadia, is a paralegal, and is engaged to be wed.
Oh, that's exciting.
How did he propose?
Well, this is a funny story. So apparently he had this like something special planned, like a date night or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But everything that we did went wrong that night. Like they lost our reservations at the restaurant or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Then he wanted to like just go see a movie, but the times didn't match up. We drove to one theater and we had to go to a different theater, and everything was going wrong. And actually in the car, he was like getting really frustrated. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like, why can't you just calm down? It's
right.
Not that big of a deal.
Like, yes, it is. I can't tell you yet.
So he's a huge Cards fan. And so as we were walking back to our car after dinner in the parking garage where I work downtown, we passed the Yum Center. And I was like, hey, let's go take a picture up by the Cardinal Bird outside. Uh-huh. So we walked up there to do that. And I was like, looking in my phone, like messing with my hair or whatever, and when I turned around, he was down on one knee.
Oh, that's so sweet. He's like, it's go time. We're just going to do it here.
Yeah, well, he did. That's what he said afterwards. He's like, I'm sorry it wasn't better. He's like, but I just needed to do it.
I love that.
I
just couldn't wait any longer.
That was very similar to the way I proposed.
But different.
I proposed. It was in a way where I was like, you know what? We're just going to do it now.
Yep.
It just happened to be on April Fool's Day, and I told her that I was breaking up with her, and then I
gave her a breakup collage.
Said April Fool's, and I proposed.
Yeah.
I have since apologized to her about that, but that's our story. So anyways.
It worked out.
It worked out in the end.
She knew what she was getting.
I guess so. All right, Tish, it's Minute to Win It. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Yep, we're going to fire like 10, possibly 10 questions your way. And you got to try to answer as many of them correctly as you can. If you don't know an answer like immediately, say pass. We'll come back around to it if we have time.
Okay.
All right. Take a deep breath. Okay. You ready?
I'm so nervous. Okay.
I know. Me too. Okay. All right. Your time will start after I finish asking the first question. Here we go. First question.
Okay.
Brie, Gouda, and Borson are all types of what?
Cheese.
Yes.
Yes.
David Letterman turned 77 today. True or false? He was the former host of The Tonight Show.
True.
False.
No. False.
She corrected herself immediately.
All right. All right. The Twin Spires is a recognizable part of what famous track?
Churchill Downs.
Yes. What sport did O.J. Simpson used to play professionally?
Football.
Yes. Name two of the six bridges in the Louisville Metro.
Kennedy and the Sherman Mitten.
All right.
There are six?
Yes.
Okay.
Margot Robbie played the title character in what record-breaking movie last year?
Barbie.
Bill Gates, best known as the co-founder of what? Bill Gates.
Apple. Microsoft.
Yes.
Yes.
The fourth month of the calendar year is what?
April.
Who is Blake Lively married to?
Reynolds. I don't know.
Okay. Except that. Brian Reynolds, my boyfriend.
You know what? You answered nine. That ain't too
bad. That's pretty good.
That ain't too bad. Yeah. All right.
There wasn't a lot of hesitation either.
There was a lot of hesitation. Well, there was some hesitation. Yes, you did correct yourself. David Letterman was the host of Late Night. He always wanted to be the host of The Tonight Show, but... never got that opportunity.
He just got his own show instead.
Yeah, exactly. Two of the six bridges in the Louisville Metro. This will be a thing for Kelly, too. I counted the big four was one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sherman Mitten, Second Street Clark Memorial Bridge,
yes.
Lincoln, East End Bridge, Kennedy Bridge.
All right, got it.
Six.
Okay, that's fun.
Six.
Okay, all the learning that happens on this show.
Sometimes even with Kelly.
Sometimes even with me.
So educational.
Yeah. Hey, Tish, you win. Congrats.
Yay, thank you.
You get to pick your ticket. You want AJR or Burt Kreischer?
Burt Kreischer.
You got it.
Oh, he's so fun.
Yep.
The machine.
Yes. Enjoy the show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here this morning. Just hang on the line another quick sec. We just got to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Good week,
good.
Guys.
Successful.
Good week.
Yes. Oh, it's a good week.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're sitting there yelling, going, I wanted to win, we do have a last minute shot online. So if you do want to try your shot online, you still can. Tickets.
But other people are doing that, and I don't like that.
I know. WDJX.com, tap win.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, a game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses, and it's all for this majestic You Laugh, You Lose trophy, in which I hold in my hand.
I do believe I earned it on a pity laugh.
Yeah, it was a pity laugh.
Which is just as good as winning.
It is just as good as winning, Kelly. As long as you don't... well, you got to bring it today, all right?
I do. I have to bring it to keep it.
Losers go first. That would be me. Yep.
That's you.
Kelly, why are there Pop-Tarts but no Mom-Tarts?
Why are there Pop-Tarts and no Mom-Tarts?
Because of the pastry-archy.
Yeah.
Getting some of these out of the way here real quick.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I was told I could look at the eclipse through a colander.
Really?
I tried, but it strained my eyes.
Oh, yeah. All
right.
Yeah. Good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly, I was feeling down.
Yeah?
Yeah. So my wife put her hand on my shoulder and said, Earth. That meant a world to me.
It did.
Yeah. You marking that one off?
Yep.
All right.
Hey, Ben. People think grass don't be wet in the morning.
Oh.
But it do.
Do. Yes. D-E-W.
Yep.
You know, my wife is blaming me for ruining her birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not even fair because I didn't even know it was her birthday.
List is getting shorter. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Why was the math book stressed?
Why?
Too many problems.
Oh. Are we dipping into the same bag of jokes?
I feel like we might have some same sources on this one, methinks.
Interesting. Kelly, my wife thinks it's weird that I stare out the window during our heavy rainstorm.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be a lot less weird if she just let me in.
It would. It would be a lot less weird.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
The rule I before E, except after C, has been disproven by science.
Okay.
The word science.
Okay.
Write it out if you need to look at it. Science.
How do you spell that?
S-C-I-E-N-C-E. I before E, except after... Oh, my, this is too much explaining.
Couple robbers were robbing a liquor store.
Yeah.
One robber grabbed a bottle, asked the other robber, is this whiskey?
Yep.
The other robber says, yeah, but not as whiskey as robbing a bank.
Yes, it is all whiskey. That's whiskey behavior.
Whiskey business.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do you call a detective who just solves cases accidentally?
Oh, who?
Sheer luck, Holmes.
Okay. That was good.
That was good, wasn't it? That was good.
You know, Kelly, I can't take my dog to the park anymore.
Oh, you can't?
No, ducks keep biting him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Should have known that was going to happen, though.
Yeah.
You know why?
You named him Bread?
Now he's purebred.
Oh, he's a purebred.
Purebred.
Yeah, he's a purebred. Hey, Ben. A friend asked me if I'd seen the film Tractor.
Oh, really?
And I said no, but I've seen the trailer.
Tractor, I hardly knew her. Come on.
Okay.
Come with me.
All right.
You know, my husband has been missing for 6 days now.
Your husband has been missing?
Go with me on this, Kelly.
All right.
My,
okay.
My husband has been missing for 6 days now.
That is scary.
My husband has.
Yes.
Police said to prepare for the worst.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Ah. So I went to Goodwill and got his clothes back.
Wow.
Kinda.
I love that you didn't change it for
no,
you.
No, absolutely
you
not.
You didn't change it.
No, my husband.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
How did Bilbo survive the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy?
How did he do that?
Because old hobbits die hard.
Oh. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
I just found out that I'm addicted to Viagra.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Finding it hard to quit.
Yep.
No one taking it harder than my wife.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for the visual.
Hard to roll over at night.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
In a safety meeting at work, they asked me what steps I'd taken to fire. Apparently, really big and fast ones was the wrong answer.
What's the right answer?
Honestly, I don't know. I didn't stick around for that part of the meeting.
Oh.
Maybe save Ben first.
Okay. This may be a too soon joke, but OJ...
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
OJ Simpson has passed away.
Yes. Hey, wait, is that the joke?
No, he can now rest in peace knowing his wife's killer is dead.
Today.
I got it.
Let's welcome Ben to retirement. It's been a good run, Ben. We've all loved you. We've loved you. It's been a great day. Tomorrow, the Kelly K Show debuts.
All right, there you go. It's,
oh, my God.
It's all right. We'll be fine.
It's not good. No, we're getting fired. We're both getting fired. You're taking me down with the ship. Oh, no. Ah, no.
That's you laugh, you lose. on 99.7 DJX. Time for a stupid fact of the day.
Let's do some learning.
Yeah, you know, this is where we just find things on the internet and we bring it to you as fact.
Probably totally true.
Probably.
Probably.
So this is out of Health News, Kelly.
Health News?
Yeah, okay. I want to make sure that, you know, we're all staying and being very healthy.
Yeah.
There is a new term that you should know.
Okay.
It's trending after a cookbook author coined it. She eats a lot of fiber, goes on walks to help things get moving.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Marilyn Smith, and she is talking about her health strategy here.
About 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody does. And, yeah, you fart when you walk. So that's why I named it that. But the main reason that we do the fart walks is because...
Yeah, if you caught that.
She does fart walks? We're doing fart walks.
Yeah, fart walks is a new health term.
Okay.
By walking for as little as 2 minutes, we usually walk for about 10, 15, 20, but not really quickly. It's more of a moderate walk. We are helping reduce our chances of developing type 2 diabetes.
Look at that.
So, sign yourself up for fart walks.
Yeah, fart walks. There you go.
Fart walks don't get diabetes. That is crazy.
See, there you go. Yeah, all you got to do is, after you eat, go on a little fart walk.
Fart walk. Okay. All right. Who knew? Who knew? I mean, that's a serious ailment that you can possibly avoid.
Yeah, by
going on fart walks.
Going on fart walks. You're right.
Walk out the toots.
That's right.
Walk them out.
And it's less embarrassing because you're not necessarily around a bunch of people.
Exactly.
See?
Well, or if you are, you can blame it on everyone else.
Win-win.
Yes.
Win-win.
Win-win.
All right. There you go. That is your stupid fact of the day. The term fart walk is now trending.
Okay. All right.
Enjoy. Maybe go on a fart walk today.
Maybe you are already doing it and you didn't know that now it has
health benefits. A term. There you go. Yeah. That's your stupid fact of the day. In Bachelor Nation news.
Oh, no.
Kelly, this just in.
The Golden Bachelor, the first couple from The Bachelor's latest franchise, just announced they have split.
Who would have seen that coming?
Oh, come on. Don't say that. Don't say it. They were the ones that were supposed to last. Oh, Gary.
Gary Turner and Teresa Nis love story already comes to an end.
Oh.
The couple who fell in love last fall before tying the knot earlier this year announced this morning the news. Now, a Golden Bachelorette is in the works.
Of course.
We're hoping that she has better luck.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, dang it.
You mean to
get married on TV?
You mean to tell me that reality show wedding didn't work out?
I am stunned and shocked.
Color me dismayed.
Is she going to get to be the Golden Bachelorette now? Can they divorce her quick enough?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. I mean, she's now single again.
I guess she is.
Isn't We're
she?
All invested in her love life. It would make sense.
Oh, that is too bad.
Oh, that's tragic. They're supposed to live out their golden years together.
Yeah, Gary there from Indiana.
Dang it.
He had everything going for him. Everything going for him.
Yeah, except for, you know, they're retired, so they had to spend, like, every moment together, probably.
Yeah, that's true.
That'd be tough.
Yeah, he's not, like, going off to work and things like that. They literally, he's like, okay.
Maybe he's just like, I liked my free time a little bit.
Yeah, maybe this wasn't such a great idea after all.
Need some me time.
Need some me time again. So, yeah, I know.
Oh, dang it.
I know you were really, really pulling for him. And maybe
I was rooting for him, yes.
Like myself, had already forgotten the names Gary Turner and Teresa. But yes, in shocking news this morning.
Shocking.
They have filed for divorce. Okay, coming up.
Did they get married, what, just this last January? Or was it the year? Did they make it a year?
Oh, boy.
Did they not give you those stats?
They got wedding. They got married on January 4th.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
So they made it 4 months.
Oh, dang it. Wow. Wow. You get to that stage in your life and you've figured out within 4 months of marrying her.
I mean, nope, here's the thing. They probably knew before they even said, I do.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, we're locked in this contract. We got to just go through it.
We got to
do the dance.
Yep. Yep. That's it.
Oh, dang.
All right. On to
it's unacceptable not to get lasting love out of that. At that age, right? It's unacceptable for the show, right?
Yeah, unacceptable.
It's unacceptable.
72-year-old Gary is going to have to find his love elsewhere.
Is he going to go to Bachelor in Paradise?
He's probably just going to go back to the Golden Corral there in northern Indiana.
Do we have a Golden Bachelor in Paradise?
All right, this is the segment where we do a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without giving away fake solar eclipse glasses before the solar eclipse, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no, you have to make sure those are legit.
Yeah, this is actually a library's gaffe. They got a bunch of eclipse glasses. Now, they said they just got it off Walmart, right? And so, you know, no harm, no foul, whatever. And so that local kids could obviously witness the solar eclipse that just happened.
Oh, no.
But became a lesson on the evils of big business because they figured out that those glasses may be fakes. They may be counterfeit. So they weren't able to actually verify that they were legit solar glasses.
Who is making counterfeit eclipse glasses? Who is doing that?
Someone trying to make a quick buck, I guess. But 2 hours before the eclipse, the library is like sending panicked messages out on social media saying, hey, if you got any of our glasses, don't use them.
Like, how did they figure that out, though, before the actual eclipse?
Well,
were they trying to like look at the sun, the full sun, before it was eclipsing?
They were looking to see whether they were approved by the American Astronomy Society, I guess, which they were labeled as a brand approved, the ones that they got. But they later learned that they may be knockoffs and not the ones that they actually purchased.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, so there's... So they basically couldn't just verify that what they had were legit.
Okay.
Right?
So they were just a little on the errand on the side of caution. Oh, yeah,
on the side of caution. Like,
yes.
And kind of, you know, obviously rushing, panicked before 2 hours before the eclipse actually happens.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I hope everybody got the memo.
I know. Now, there's no indication that anybody was actually hurt from the glasses.
That's good.
And they could have been perfectly safe.
Well, shame on you if you're making the counterfeit glasses.
Yeah, again, like what you said, who is doing that?
That is wrong. Because honestly, like the legit ones were what, $2?
I got a pack of 10 for about $2. Yeah.
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 Like there's a guy in the neighborhood that was selling $2 a pair, so they couldn't have been expensive to begin with.
He had one of those jackets.
He bought some wholesale. They worked.
Hey, I tell you what, you want
my retina's fine.
You want one of these glasses? I got.
You're like, all right, that's
I got
like
your
a good
hookup.
Deal.
Tell you what else do you need? Do you want
I don't
a,
have to go
a
far,
nice,
it's just in the neighborhood?
Do you want a nice gold watch?
Yeah, I'll take one of those too.
I got one of those too. Hey,
not bad.
Rolex, I love it.
Yep.
All right. So anyway, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without giving away fake solar eclipse glasses right before the solar eclipse, then you're doing okay.
Goodness, the panic that must have ensued in the library.
Yeah, that is your setting the bar story. Dua Lipa, 99.70 JX. She released some new music last night called Illusion. Yes. Yeah, very Dua Lipa there.
She's dancing on like a multi-tiered level, like yacht. And
yeah.
In the video with a bunch of dudes, and she's like showing a lot of butt cheek, and yeah, it's sassy.
Well, when you got it, flaunt it, right, Kelly?
Exactly. She's a model, so there you go.
I mean,
that's how she started. She started off as a model.
That's what I say. If you got it, flaunt it. That's been my...
Has that been your mantra?
That's been my mantra for a while.
Okay.
I've never had it, so I've never been able to flaunt it. But
got it.
That's
but
just
once
my,
you do,
well,
that's
once
what
I
you're
do,
gonna do.
I'm going to flaunt it.
All right. That's good philosophy.
Yeah, you can see the video. We got it posted. WDJX.com right there for you. What else, Kelly?
We're going to be hanging out a little bit later on today at Camp Taylor Elementary. Are we allowed to say that?
I think you just did.
Okay.
Yeah, blessings in a backpack, a big old, like an early... A derby party with the teachers and the races and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's an unbridled afternoon with the Unbridled Charitable Foundation. They're having us out there to kind of do a little play-by-play with some teacher horse or stick horse races.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be outside because it looks like it could be rainy around the time. So
not looking good for the weather, so we'll see what's going to happen. But there's a lot of other like local celebrities going to be out there with us. And are we going to get to meet Ethan? I think we're going to get to meet Ethan.
The dog?
The dog. The hero dog.
Oh, Kelly.
I'm so excited. I'm starstruck.
Have you never met Ethan?
I've never met Ethan.
Oh.
And listen, we've gotten a message from listeners just like, listen, you have got to meet him. We need to figure out a time where you guys can meet Ethan because he's amazing. You've met him, though, right?
Yeah, I've met him several times.
Oh, well, then you're besties.
Yeah, Ethan's a cool dog. Yeah,
I'm going to bring some treats, so he's going to be my favorite. I'm going to be his favorite.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's what I'm going to do.
All right, guys, if you missed anything from the show, catch up, podcast, WDJX.com, tap listen. That'll do it for us. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.